Matt Greenwood back with more Fleegs Equipment pregame coverage of St. Vincent and Jefferson baseball here today on KJFF. I'm joined by Corey Sauer of the St. Vincent Indians. Coach, 5-9 record, but a pretty exciting last game against Central. Tell us about that walk-off hit for one of your guys.
It was actually a walk-off walk. Started the whole rally with two outs. Carter Shamel got on with a walk, and pretty sure we walked consecutively all the way through until we scored that winning run. So
all John Wibbenmeyer had to do is just keep the bat on his shoulders, and he got it.
Absolutely, yep.
All right, well, hey, you know, a win's a win. But you're able to go up against a Central team that many think in St. Francis County is a really good, strong team, and you're able to get that win. So I imagine confidence is probably pretty up there for you guys.
Absolutely. That was a big win for us. We've been playing better ball the last couple games or so, and that one we showed up to play. We knew Central was a good ball club, and they are. They're everything that everybody up here has been talking about. We just Clifton threw a great game, and we got the better of them that day.
Eight seniors on last year's squad that got you to state. You finished fourth place in there. For our Jefferson County listeners, introduce to us some guys this year that have been big keys to your success.
Three of them have been returners from last year's team. Evan Clifton at short and on the mound. Garrett Doublear was our catcher through the state playoffs last year. And then Nick Loppy started some games in the outfield. He's actually one of our infielders this year. But those three guys played a big part last year, kind of rolled it over to this year. There are guys that we look to go to pretty much every day. And obviously there's some more guys on the roster that are helping us out this year. But those three come to mind as our kind of go-to players right now.
Jefferson, a team trying to find consistency. You guys trying to find consistency as well. How do you go out and get the win here today?
I just kind of building off of what we've done the last couple games, using that confidence from even though it was a loss at Valley, we played well, the win at Central, and now today just kind of trying to roll some of that over, confidence at the plate, stepping up on defense, picking up our pitchers, things like that.
Assistant coach last year for you, happy to be a leader of this group this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, that is Corey Sauer for the St. Vincent Indians joining us here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We got Robert Coonley coming up next for Jefferson baseball here on KJFF.
Autry, you know, he's a kid that he just started for us, started varsity for us this year. He got a little bit of time as a sophomore. He's got a great curveball, and he's got a, you know, a fastball that's hovering around 80 miles an hour. So if he can spot it and he can throw a good curveball, he's going to throw well for us today. And, you know, we're going to play good defense behind him, and hopefully we get ourselves a W.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
We'll see you after the game. That's Robert Coonley, Jefferson baseball head coach here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We'll have starting lineups and first pitch coming up next on KJFF.
Owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special NAP tax credit equal to 70% of your donation. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
Let's stop putting it off, and let's get to some baseball here. Matt Greenwood with you for KJFF. Welcome on, St. Vincent Indians listeners. We are in for a good game here today. It's St. Vincent and Jefferson, and first pitch is just about to go down here as for the Blue Jays, Rick Daugherty, or Daughtry, rather, delivers a first pitch strike. Let's go ahead and get to your starting lineups. We'll do so in just a second here. Going into the wind is the righty Daughtry, and he delivers a ball low in the dirt for a ball. And so the batter, Mr. Loppy, is even in the count, one ball and one strike. Nick Loppy for the Indian swings the next pitch and sends a ground ball past third base, but foul. That one just inches off to the left of the third base bag. Count goes to 1-2 to number 38. St. Vincent wearing their light blues with yellow numbers and letters with a white trim as a curve from the righty Daughtry comes in high. Count goes to 2-2. John Wibbenmeyer is on deck for St. Vincent. Next pitch from Daughtry, ground ball, third base. And off the heel of the glove of the third baseman, he'll throw it to first, not in time. Levi Ebersalt, who's on the mound for the win against Crystal City, can't field that ball cleanly at third base. And that'll go down as an E5 as Nick Loppy reaches for the Indians. And that'll bring up number 11, John Wibbenmeyer, playing third base today for Coach Sauer and the Indians. He's got a runner on, and the lefty is ready to go. He'll square around, jump throw to first by Daughtry. The throw was low, dug out by Harmon at first base. Back in safely is Loppy. Ebersalt now at the edge of the grass and the dirt over at third base for the Blue Jays. Double play depth as the second baseman and shortstop creep closer to second base. Fastball upstairs outside. And the count is 1-0. On deck is number 19, Matt Religert. Daughtry with the ball behind his back. Settles it into the glove. He's ready to go. Wibbenmeyer squares around. Waves the bat out there on the bunt try and can't get it down. It's 1-1. St. Vincent making it all the way to the state tournament last year. 8 seniors, a couple of them off the top of my head, Tyler Unterreiner, Tyler Munier. 1-1 pitch on the way, driven into deep right field. Going back the right fielder, it's over his head. He stumbles as he fields it, fires into second base, and that'll be a stand-up double for John Wibbenmeyer as Loppy makes his way over to third base. Tough play there for Zach Richardson out and right for the Blue Jays. And two batters into this ballgame, St. Vincent has runners at second and third. The batter is now number 19, right-handed hitting Matt Religert. First pitch, Daughtry, swing and a miss. Nice-looking fastball there from Ricky Daughtry. As you may or may not have heard, Coach Cooley talking about the fastball for Daughtry, about low 80s. It's pretty good speed for high school. 0-1 pitch on the way, pop up to the right side and out of play as Religert has a 1-ball-and-1-strike count. On deck is number 4, Garrett Double R. Garrett, a returner for the St. Vincent Indians. Got a chance to see a little action at quarterback this year for the Indians football team. 0-1 pitch going down for it, chopping it down the third baseline, and foul is Matt Religert, and the count is a 0-2 count in favor of Ricky Daughtry. Indians looking to get on the board first here in the top of the first. Sky high pop into shallow center. The catch is made. The tack from Nick Loppy. The throw comes up to the third baseline. It's cut off by the first baseman Harmon. And Nick Loppy steps on home plate as the throw from Zach Rarick in center field not strong enough. St. Vincent leads it 1-0 on a Religert sacrifice fly. It's one down, one on for Garrett Double R. Double R bats right-handed, throws right-handed as well. He's your catcher for the Indians today. Leg kick Daughtry, the righty delivers, pop up to the right side. Braden Harmon tracking that direction towards the tarp, looking up, and he makes the catch. Turned his glove face up towards the sky as the ball fell down into his mitt, and that is out number 2. Garrett Double R is retired. So Harmon makes a play for Jefferson's defense. And with 2 outs, Evan Clifton, shortstop and occasional pitcher as well for the Indians, into the box. The righty waits. First pitch swing, pop up to shallow right. Zach Richardson comes on. He's ready for it, and he grabs it out of the air for out number 3. So an unearned run will be count for St. Vincent as they lead 1-0. We head to the bottom of the first. Jefferson will send Colby Ott, Zach Rarick, and Zach Richardson. First three guys up for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the first, trailing 1-0 when we return on KJFF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at gilstermarylee.com.
Matt Greenwood for KHF Radio. At the site is Jefferson High School. The matchup is St. Vincent and Jefferson. And it's 1-0 St. Vincent Indians leading after one inning. Nick Loppy scoring on a sacrifice fly RBI for Matt Religert. An unearned run against Ricky Daughtry, because the first batter, Nick Loppy, reached on a fielding error by the third baseman Ebersalt of Jefferson. So 1-0 on an unearned run, and now it's Jefferson's chance to see the pitcher for the first time, Evan Clifton. As I mentioned, Evan Clifton, shortstop and occasional pitcher as well, does a little bit of both. First pitch, ground ball, Colby Ott to the left side. Fielded deep in the hole. The throw is not in time. The shortstop, Nick Loppy, made a pretty good throw. The stretch at first by Matt Religert, but still good speed for Colby Ott. So both St. Vincent's and Jefferson's leadoff guys get on base. And vacating the batter's box, Colby Ott replacing him is a left-handed hitting center fielder, Zach Rarick. Righty on lefty matchup, swing and a miss on a fastball low and outside. Clifton ahead. Zach Richardson on deck for the Blue Jays. We'll get to your starting lineups in just a second. Runner on the move, ground ball to second base. Throw into first in time is Shamel. And Zach Rarick is retired for out number one. Because Ott was on the move, he is in safely at second base. Zach Richardson bats from the left side, playing right field today for the Blue Jays. Pitch in the dirt, blocked by Double R. Advancing to third for St. Vincent is Colby Ott on the pass ball. And the Blue Jays are 90 feet away from tying this game up at one apiece in the bottom of the first. Richardson, the lefty, waiting for Clifton, the righty. His delivery is upstairs inside, one ball and one strike. Here is your Patsy's Furniture starting lineups. Patsy's Furniture, you'll love to shop at Patsy's. St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, as you just heard. Colby Ott at second base leading off for the Blue Jays with the pitch coming inside and low for a ball. Count goes 3-0. Behind Ott is Zach Rarick playing center field. The right fielder is Zach Richardson, and he's batting third for the Blue Jays here today. And there he goes, takes a strike. It's 3-1. Behind Richardson is the first baseman, Braden Harmon, batting fifth and playing third to Levi Ebersalt. The DH batting sixth is Shannon Dowd. Batting seventh and playing short is Jacob Bridges. And the 3-1 pitch is too far inside, and that's going to be a walk for Zach Richardson to put runners at the corners for the Blue Jays with one out for Braden Harmon. Rounding out the Patsy's Furniture starting lineup for the Jefferson Blue Jays catcher, batting eighth is Levi Roth, and the left fielder is number five, Eric Eisenbeiss. Again, Ricky Daughtry on the mound for the Blue Jays here today. Harmon bats right-handed, stands about 6'2". Clifton, righty delivers. Fly ball into deep center field. Tracking back, leaping to make the catch. The center fielder, Schnurbusch, tagging up from third for the Blue Jays is Colby Ott, and he'll score to even this game up at one apiece.
Next up, your third baseman, number 16, Levi Ebersole.
So each team scores their first run of the game in identical fashion. It was a sacrifice fly to center field for St. Vincent, and same goes for the Blue Jays. First pitch swinging. Levi Ebersole drills it over the shortstop's head into shallow left field. Center fielder for the Indians, Schnurbusch, throws to the shortstop, and rounding second, heading towards third, is Richardson, and he's in there safely.
Now batting your designated hitter, number 15.
So with two outs and two on, the batter is the DH, Shannon Dowd. Dowd, 5'6"-ish. 5'7"-ish, waits for the first pitch. Clifton, chin music there, missed inside. And the home plate umpire, I think, is saying that Dowd got hit by the pitch. I don't know, the fastball came up and in. Maybe it grazed the helmet of Shannon Dowd. I think that's what the call is. So the fastball from Clifton grazing Shannon Dowd's helmet, and now the batter is Jacob Bridges. He'll send one into foul territory down the right field line, and that will land foul as three Indian defenders gave chase. That's a long strike one for Jacob Bridges. Colby Ott scoring for Jefferson on a sacrifice fly by Braden Harmon to center field. 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the first between St. Vincent and Jefferson as Clifton requesting a new baseball. Gets one from the ump. Ump signals, let's go. Leg kick, Clifton. Swing and a miss, Bridges. 0-2. At third, Richardson. At first, Ebersole. Both reaching base on a walk and a single. Fastball down the middle. Strike three is called on Jacob Bridges, and he will strand two runners for the Blue Jays. But they counter with a run of their own. We'll head to the top of the second. It's a 1-1 ball game. St. Vincent and Jefferson on KJFF.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF Radio. Dale Bruning back in the studio pressing all the buttons to make sure that we stay on air. Coming up for St. Vincent in a 1-1 ball game in the top of the second is Caleb Whistler. Following him is Owen Light, and right behind him is Carter Shamel. So 6, 7, and 8 due up for the St. Vincent Indians. And they'll face Ricky Daughtry for the second time here in this ball game. Daughtry, of course, getting the start for the Blue Jays.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all over from Busch Stadium, where the Cardinals defeat the Mets 4-3 in 13 innings. Leading off this inning,
don't know if you heard that, but for those of you not paying attention to the Cardinals because they went into extra innings against the New York Mets, well, guess what? You should have paid attention because they won the game 4-3. So there you go. Our thanks to Jeff Whitener for making that announcement there. And Cardinals offense looking pretty good as of late, and their pitching has been pretty solid as well. You like to see them win those 4-3 ball games. It's good for the future games. Caleb Whistler, by the way, swinging and missing at the first pitch from Clifton. They're ready to go again. Righty-on-righty matchup, swinging a miss on a fastball in on the hands. And Whistler is behind the count, no balls and two strikes. And after this result, we'll get you the St. Vincent Patsy's Furniture starting lineup. Side-to-side pitch, misses outside, dropped by the catcher. Count is one ball and two strikes. Sun is out. It's nice and warm. Leg kick Daughtry. Swing and a miss on a fastball up and in. Whistler is down on strikes. First punch out of the game for Ricky Daughtry. Not easy to get those fastballs up and in and get guys swinging at him, and he's been able to do that. Or Daughtry was able to do that on Whistler a couple of times. And now batting is the left fielder, Owen Light. Good size right-handed hitter, takes a strike knee high. Next pitch, Daughtry. Up and in, and laying off the inside fastball light. It's 1-1. Patsy's Furniture starting lineups for St. Vincent. Nick Lappe at the top. John Wibbenmeyer right behind him. There's a strike call at the knees. Count goes to 1-2. Batting third for the Indians today, Matt Relligert in the cleanup role. Garrett Double R, swing and a miss. Down on strikes, Owen Light. Back-to-back Ks for Ricky Daughtry. And that'll bring up the right-handed hitting second baseman, Carter Schamel. It was my understanding, talking to Coach Corey Sauer of St. Vincent before this game, there's Schimmel and there's Schamel, and they're spelled exactly the same. For whatever reason. Here's the pop-up by Schamel. Third base side, foul territory. A lot of guys give chase, and it's going to drop. The pitcher, Daughtry, made an effort on it and couldn't reel it in. So Schamel will fight to see another pitch. Levi Ebersold at third base gave a look at it as well, but with the sun out in full force, it's shining right down at third base. And Ebersold has no sunglasses, so he was staring right up into the sun, couldn't see. Blurry vision, of course, and just decided to move out of the way. And the pitcher, Daughtry, couldn't catch it. So now we're looking at an 0-1 count. Fastball upstairs, check swing, no swing. So it's 1-1. Behind Double R in the Patsy's Furniture starting lineup for St. Vincent is Evan Clifton. Behind him is Caleb Whistler. Batting seventh is the left fielder Owen Light for the Indians. Batting eighth and playing second is Carter Schamel as he's facing a 1-2 count here. And he's down on strikes. There you go. 1-2-3. Go the Indians. 3 Ks for the righty, Ricky Daughtry. And we head to the bottom of the second. Jefferson 1, St. Vincent 1. Jefferson coming up here on KJF.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online. It's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
Hi, this is Kim Elbel with Comtree. If you're a Missouri business owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special NAP tax credit equal to 70% of your donation. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
Matt Greenwood for KJF Radio. It's the bottom of the second, and the score is 1-1. Each team, St. Vincent and Jefferson, each one of them earning a run in the first inning. both by sacrifice fly. Matt Relligert had the sack fly for the Indians, scoring Nick Loppy. And Jefferson had a sacrifice fly to center field by Braden Harmon, scoring Colby Ott. And as a matter of fact, Colby Ott will be due up third in this bottom of the second for the Blue Jays. It's Levi Roth, the catcher. Behind him, Eric Eisenbeis playing left field. And then back to the top of the order for the second baseman, Colby Ott. Let's get to your Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup. Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. That's Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914. And Evan Clifton fires in a fastball, knee-high for a strike. Roth behind in the count, 0-1. Working quickly, Clifton swinging a miss on a fastball. Just underneath the letters over the heart of the plate, it's 0-2 to Roth. Clifton, a 1.47 ERA coming into today's contest. Bounces one in front of home plate. Good block there by the catcher, double R. Count goes to 0-2 to Levi Roth with Eric Eisenbeis waiting patiently on deck. Jefferson's dugout, third baseline. Pitch Clifton. Going down for it, Roth, into shallow right field, down that line, and about 3 feet to the right, foul. Again, multiple guys defensively for St. Vincent giving chase. It'll drop between the lot of them, and it's a one ball, two strike count. Clifton looking for win number two of the season. He's 1-1 so far. As I mentioned, a 1.47 ERA with a 9 attached, so we'll round it up to 1.48. And in 23 and two-thirds innings pitched, Clifton has 7 strikeouts. There's a fastball low on the 1-2 count. Misses. It's 2-2. Clifton was able to strike out Jacob Bridges to end a first and third threat for Jefferson. Leg kick Clifton, driving it to deep left field. Levi Roth will have that ball skip off the left fielder's glove and all the way to the fence as Owen Light can't bring it in. And Levi Roth was not sprinting the whole time, so he's gonna remain at first base. Roth thought he had a home run. Turns out he didn't. And now he's being courtesy run for. And it looks like that is number two for Jefferson. Well, actually, Levi Roth is number two. So we'll have to see who that kid is out at first base. The batter is Eisenbeis. And he sends one foul.
Making his way to the plate, second baseman, number six, Colby Ott.
I beg your pardon. Looks like Eisenbeis struck out. Thought I saw the ball get away from the catcher. Maybe thought it was a foul tip, but no. It's a strikeout for Eisenbeis. And now Colby Ott will send one down the left field line. It's 3-10 that direction. And a foul ball is called. So Jefferson's starting to drive the ball to the deep parts of the outfield here. I mean, in all honesty, they should have a guy at second base right now. Instead, it's first base with one out here in the bottom of the second. Colby Ott now will square around, drops a bunt down up the third baseline. Double R comes out of the crouch, fires to first, and it's on the inside part of the infield. Safe at first, then a throw to second. The runner trying to round second and go to third. He retreats to the bag, and the throw from the first baseman in time to the shortstop to tag out the courtesy runner for Levi Roth. That was Jacob Melton, it looked like. And so the sacrifice worked for Ott, but the base runner thought maybe it was going to be a bad throw or first baseman wasn't paying attention, so he tried to take third, realized he had no chance, so he tried to retreat back to second, and they tagged him out. And now the pitch to Zach Rarick is in the dirt, scoots away from double R into foul territory, and taking advantage of that is Colby Ott. One ball, no strikes to the left-handed hitting Zach Rarick. Here comes the pitch. It's in the dirt again. Scoots away for a brief moment from Double R, but he collects it and not able to advance a base as Colby Ott. Rarick 0 for 1 on the day. Ahead in the count, 2 balls, no strikes. 1-1 ball game, bottom of the second. And there's a pop up to the left and out of play. That one behind us and off to our left about a good 30 feet. It didn't quite make its way to the parking lot. Rarick being aggressive on that 2-0 fastball but can't put it into fair territory. Now here comes a high breaking ball that doesn't break in time. Clifton missing up in the zone, and it's a 3-1 count to Zach Rarick with Richardson on deck. Runner at second is Ott. Two down. Pitch. Clifton. Wow, that was below the knees, but it was still a called strike. Rarick had already flipped the bat. So he'll have to pick that back up and embarrassingly get back into the batter's box, but it did look pretty low from our angle. Either way, it's still a 3-ball, 2-strike count. A lead off of second base for Ott. Clifton looks that way and will spin and fire to second base. Back in safely is Colby Ott. The righty Clifton back on the rubber. Looks at second again. Turns and fires to home. And that's going to be ball four. Just missing inside. Rarick takes a walk, and with two outs, it's two on for the Blue Jays for Zach Richardson. I'm going to be honest with you, the home plate umpire is very confusing here today. His strike call and his telling you guys to go to first base call on a walk, they're the same thing. They look exactly the same. Getting some fans confused here as well. I can hear them like, what the heck's going on? So let's hope he doesn't make a habit of that. But there's a curveball that comes in a little high and outside, and Richardson's facing a 1-0 count. By the way, didn't spot it until now, but Colby Ott swiped third base on that walk. And now trying to take second base is Rarick. The throw down to second, cut off. And Rarick has a stolen bag. Carter Schamel cut it off to make an attempt at home if Ott decided to go. He did not. So runners at second and third. Curveball comes in just underneath the letters. It's a called strike. Count goes to 1-2 to Zach Richardson. He walked and was stranded at third base just last inning. Leg kick Clifton in the dirt off the chest protector of Double R. Ott did not get a good read on it as Double R chases it, slides to a knee, collects it. And Ott remained at third base as Double R flips it back to the pitcher, Clifton. If that ball had come up the third baseline, Ott would have been able to get a better read on it and probably would have scored. But as it stands, 3 balls, 2 strikes, runners at second and third. The pitch to Richardson, and he pops it up to the left side and out of play. Up on the hillside behind us. Again, we go 3-2. This will be the third 3-2 pitch. Clifton kicks a leg and delivers. Curveball, and it's fouled off the top of the foot of Richardson, who bent over in agony for a split second. But Richardson, pretty tough guy. I mean, he's showing it right there to foul a ball right at the top of your foot and get back in the box, get ready to swing 2 seconds afterward. That's toughness right there. He'll go down on a fastball low and outside, hit it into shallow left field. On comes the left fielder. Had to adjust a couple of times, but eventually squeezing the glove on it is Owen Light, and that will retire the Blue Jays. So, again, they strand 2 guys on base. They've stranded 4 through the first 2 innings. It's 1-1 Jefferson and St. Vincent here on KJFF.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Hi, this is Kim Elbel with Comtree. If you're a Missouri business owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special NAP tax credit equal to 70% of your donation. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elbel at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
Welcome into the top of the third inning. Matt Greenwood here for KJFF. Dale Bruning back in the studio as Blake Schnurbusch for St. Vincent, Nick Loppy, and John Wibbenmeyer all due up to face the righty Ricky Daughtry. We'll give you Daughtry's numbers, Bloomsdale Bank numbers in this pitching matchup here in just a second as the fastball sails on Daughtry. Daughtry has started five games. He's 2-0. Pitch on the way. Fastball knee-high outside. It's a called strike, 1-1. Daughtry, 17 and two-thirds innings pitched, a 7.13 ERA, but he's got 16 strikeouts in those 17 innings. 1-1 pitch missing low and inside. It goes to a 2-1 count. Daughtry struck out Whistler, Light, and Schemel in the second inning. Didn't allow a single runner on base. Here's a pop-up just to the right of second base and tracking it into the mitt. It is the second baseman, Colby Ott, and he'll put Schnurbusch, Blake Schnurbusch, away for out number one. And we'll go back to the top of the order. It's number 38, shortstop, Nick Loppy. Bats from the right side. The righty, Daughtry, delivers a breaking ball high in the zone for a ball. Loppy reached on a fielding error by the third baseman, Levi Ebersalt, would eventually score on the fly ball to center field off the bat of Matt Relegert. And now facing a two-ball, no-strike count is Loppy after that 1-0 fastball missed low in the zone. Umpire tells Daughtry to adjust the jersey. It was sticking out a little too much on the front side, and so he tucks it back in, collects the ball, puts it into the mitt, goes into the line. Fastball upstairs, inside, leaning the head backwards. Loppy takes it for ball three. From our vantage point, it looks like Daughtry has his right foot on the first base side of the rubber as he kicks and fires in a fastball for a strike. That one right down the middle. No one on, one out for St. Vincent in a 1-1 ball game. Fastball knee-high inside, called strike two. Daughtry looking for his fourth strikeout of the game. We're just 2 1/3 into it. Pitch on the way, line drive, back up the middle, diving to his right was Ott. Cannot come away with it as it kicks off his glove and rolls into shallow center. And Loppy is aboard for the second time today. Loppy will make way for John Wibbenmeyer, who bats from the left side, doubled in his first plate appearance just two innings ago in the top of the first. Loppy with a small lead at first base. Daughtry kicks and delivers. Fastball outside to the lefty, Wibbenmeyer. One ball, no strikes. John Wibbenmeyer got the game-winning RBI on a bases-loaded walk against Central just last game for St. Vincent. And there's a fastball that finds the strike zone from Daughtry. No, I guess not. The umpire started waving his body to the right. I thought maybe he threw out the signal. Instead, it's 2-0. So a runner at first, Loppy, small lead. Still draws a throw, and Daughtry is not going to get him there. By the way, throughout our broadcast today, we're going to hear from Matt Baer, who's at Take Back the Night over at Jefferson College, a very big event, very important event. Matt Baer will certainly tell you all about it as we'll step aside a few times here during the broadcast to check in with them. The 2-0 pitch is a called strike for John Wibbenmeyer, and the lefty still in a favorable count, lines it into left field, sunglasses and all. The left fielder takes two steps back and towards his right, and Eisenbeiss secures it for out number two. Wibbenmeyer retired, and now batting is number 19, the first baseman, Matt Religert. Religert hit a fly ball to deep center field in the first inning, scoring Nick Lopi from third, who tagged up. That is how St. Vincent has their only run of the game. It is a 1-1 affair. Throw to first. Harmon, tag applied. Not in time. Daughtry would certainly like strikeout number four of this contest. He gets ready to go, and he delivers a fastball up out of the zone. And he's fallen behind, two balls, or one ball and no strikes to Religert. The righty Religert waving the bat around, runner on the move, line drive between the shortstop and third baseman into left field. Matt Religert twice has put the bat to the ball, and twice good things have happened for him. First off, that sacrifice fly RBI, and then this time a base hit. Up to second base, Lopi. The batter is now Garrett Double R, senior for St. Vincent. Catcher sporting the number four. Daughtry looks back at second, turns and fires in a beautiful curveball. 0-1 to Double R. 1-1 ball game, top of the third. Jefferson St. Vincent, the Indians of St. Vincent at the plate with two on and two down. Fastball missing low from Daughtry. Squares up the count at one ball and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. And it's driven into the gap into left center field. That'll get down for a base hit. Coming around to score from second base is Lopi. And Garrett Double R has delivered an RBI single to put St. Vincent up 2-1 here in the top of the third. And that'll bring up the pitcher, number 8, Evan Clifton. Clifton batting from the right side. By the way, Religert made his way up to second base for the Indians on that base hit. First pitch to Clifton, pop in the mitt, but it misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. We certainly expected a tight contest here. And the 1-0 pitch is a fastball down the heart of the plate. 1-1 count to Clifton. Clifton, one of a few players, or one of several players, I should say, that was on the St. Vincent Indian team that made it to state, finished fourth last year. He ducks underneath this breaking ball that gets away from Daughtry, and the count goes to 2-1. Here comes the next pitch. Off the hands, Harmon into foul ground. Will dive for it, and the first baseman makes a spectacular diving play. Clifton is out number three. What a beauty from Braden Harmon. We head to the bottom of the third. Jefferson trailing 2-1, but they'll send up Harmon, Ebersolt, and Dowd when we return on KJFF.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard. The RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
We're the talk of Jefferson County. Straight Talk, AM 1400 KJFF, Festus Crystal City, Kenswick Auto.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF, bottom of the third inning. St. Vincent 2 and Jefferson 1. Welcome aboard, all you Perry County listeners and Jefferson County listeners as well. So happy to have you with us today. It looked like we weren't going to have baseball on the air today with Hillsborough canceling their game against rival Festus due to the rain yesterday, which we seem to not be able to escape around anywhere in Missouri. It was a little dicey there for a second, but thankfully Jefferson, well, they take really good care of their field, and it, you know, didn't rain too poorly for them. And other than the track around the backstop here, looking like a pretty beautiful infield and outfield for guys to work around. So that's why we got baseball here today on KJF featuring St. Vincent and Jefferson. Again, the score is 2-1 in favor of the Indians. Braden Harmon drove in the only run so far for Jefferson. He's due up first here in the bottom of the third. The pitcher is Evan Clifton, and a swing and a miss over the top of that breaking ball as Harmon was looking for a first pitch fastball. Jefferson College baseball update. They beat Kaskaskia in a single 9-inning game. Final score 8-5. Swing and a miss by Harmon. The righty is behind the count 0-2. That makes Jefferson College 43-7-1 this season. 0-2 on the way from Clifton. Hangs a curveball inside. Harmon sends it to deep right center field and leaping backwards, making the catch. The center fielder, Blake Schnurbusch. And Harmon is out number one. Evan Clifton getting away with a curveball right down the heart of the plate. Jefferson has driven the ball out quite a few times to the deep portions of the outfield here. It's 3-10 down the left and the right field lines and 3-75 to the alleys. Ebersalt takes a curveball down the heart of the plate, maybe slightly outside. It's a called strike. Ebersalt had a line drive base hit to left field in his first plate appearance and lets that curveball kick some dirt up right in front of home plate. It's 1-1. Jefferson College baseball returning home, so they'll go back to Hillsborough for a Saturday doubleheader against Kaskaskia starting at 1 o'clock. There's a pop up to right field, and it will stay inside the right field line and get down for a double for Levi Ebersalt. The right fielder for St. Vincent, Caleb Whistler, couldn't get over there in time, and the looper drops in. Ebersalt now aboard at second with one out for Shannon Dowd. Dowd, I believe, it was never made clear, but I believe made it to first base in his first at-bat because the fastball that was high and inside from Clifton grazed the helmet. First pitch is a fastball outside for a ball. And I couldn't tell if it grazed the helmet or if after that 1-0 or after that pitch made it 1-0, if Coach Sauer just decided to intentionally walk down to face Bridges with the bases loaded and two outs, I'm not really sure. So Dowd's first at-bat is kind of up in the air at this point. I'll try to get some clarification for you during our next break. Leg kick Clifton. Fastball just missing outside. And it's a 2-0 count to the right-handed hitting Shannon Dowd. Dowd batting 344 heading into today's game. Takes it low for ball three. Bottom of the third inning. 2-1 ball game. St. Vincent leading Jefferson. Blue Jays threatening. Dowd now facing a 3-2 count. Little changeup there down the heart of the plate. A called strike for Evan Clifton. He'll look at second base. Turn and fire. Fastball upstairs inside. And that's ball four for Shannon Dowd. Ebersolt remains at second base for Jefferson. Dowd now at first, and Jacob Bridges, the batter. Swung and missed at the first two pitches in his first plate appearance against Clifton, and then got caught looking on the third pitch. Clifton fires a curveball in there for a called strike. Bridges entering today with a 190 batting average. That, of course, slightly dipping with his 0-for-1 performance so far today. Leg kick Clifton. Curveball comes in high. And it's one ball and one strike. The Blue Jays 8-7 this year. Coming off a 3-2 win over Crystal City on Tuesday. St. Vincent 5-9. They also won their last game. Fastball, knee high, strike. And Clifton is ahead in the count. One ball, two strikes on Bridges. St. Vincent, of course, getting a bases loaded game-winning walk to beat Central. Curveball in on the hands. Good fight there from Bridges, able to send it to the backstop. Stays alive for another 1-2 pitch. Third baseman for St. Vincent, John Wibbenmeyer. Just about even with the bag. Small leg kick Clifton, another breaking ball, another foul to the backstop. Still one ball, two strikes to Bridges. Runners at first and second for the Blue Jays, and one out, trailing 2-1. Leg kick again from Clifton. And poking it down the third baseline, a roller that will go foul. And Coach Coonley fields it barehanded and throws a perfect strike back to the pitcher, Clifton. This will be the fourth one ball, two strike pitch to Jacob Bridges, the righty hanging in there against the righty Clifton. Clifton turns and fires. And a pop-up behind us. And another one ball, two strike count, but the umpire needs some new baseballs. Someone for St. Vincent went and chased the ball. And then threw it back in. So the catcher, Double R, received a new baseball from Jefferson's dugout. The St. Vincent Indian player that's on the bench that retrieved it then launched a new ball there. So they had two baseballs on the field at once. Here's a 1-2 to Bridges. He'll pop this one up behind home plate, slightly off to the right. And Double R making the catch there, then eventually dropping the ball, but I think he had it for at least a good 2 seconds. Umpires are going to have to convene here. And they're going to say no catch for Garrett Double R. Jacob Bridges is going to face another pitch, but not before Corey Sauer will come out and argue that his guy had it for a good 2 seconds. Don't know if he ever really secured it in the glove. He kind of caught it with his glove in his lap, really. Not much of an argument there from Coach Sauer. So Jacob Bridges is about to face his sixth consecutive one ball, two strike pitch. Runners at first and second for the Blue Jays, down by one. Clifton looking to get the out. Breaking ball comes in a little high. It's 2-2. Clifton really hoping to get Bridges out here. Ground ball to second base. Double play opportunity. Flip to second base in time. No throw to first. So a two down for Jefferson on the 4-3 fielder or 4-6 fielder's choice for Bridges. Jefferson is down to Levi Roth to try to get a run here in the bottom of the third. And by the way, Dowd retired on the bases on that 4-6 FC. Levi Roth digging in, singled in his first plate appearance. That was just last inning in the bottom of the second. Takes a first pitch fastball, knee high for a strike. Roth had a courtesy runner, Jacob Melton, come in. Melton on a bunt drop by Colby Ott had rounded second base. Did Melton rounded it too far? He ended up getting picked off on a 2-3-6 put out. Strike at the knees to Roth, but a stolen base for Jacob Bridges. Two stolen bases for Jefferson. Now they have runners at second and third. 0-2 pitch. Staying alive, Levi Roth. Fouls it to the right side and behind the St. Vincent dugout. And by the way, once this third inning comes to its conclusion, we will send it over to Jefferson College for Matt Baer and his update from Take Back the Night. He'll tell you all about that event. 0-2 pitch is lined over the first baseman's head into right field, and Levi Roth will have an RBI. Stepping on home is Ebersolt. Right behind him, Jacob Bridges, a two-run single. 3-2, Jefferson leads. Levi Roth, the number 8 hitter in the order, comes up huge. All right, there we go. Now we know that it was Cody Reinberg who was the courtesy runner for Levi Roth when Reinberg got picked off on that 2-3-6 put out. The batter is now Eric Eisenbeis. He bats from the right side. He'll take a fastball in on the hands for a ball. Evan Clifton finding himself in a little bit of trouble here. Team down 3-2. Side-to-side pitch missing low in the zone. Good thing Jacob Bridges stole second base with Roth at the plate, because if not, he would not have been able to come around and score and make that a two-run single for Levi Roth. But because Bridges did, Jefferson had runners at second and third, and that base hit scored two. By the way, Eisenbeis taking a strike. And with that, it made it 2-1 count. And the fastball from the righty Clifton misses low. So Eisenbeis facing a 3-1 count. Clifton delivers. It's low again. Ball four. And that's going to draw a meeting on the mound. Coach Corey Sauer for St. Vincent going to go out there and try to calm down the senior righty. That'll put Eisenbeis at first and Cody Reinberg up to second base. By the way, let's thank some of our sponsors while Coach Sauer is on the mound having a talk with not only Evan Clifton but also the entire St. Vincent infield. Let's thank Midwest Sports Center, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, Hafner Financial Services, and Kapai's Heating and Cooling, all of Farmington. Also want to thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, the UPS Store, and Comtree, all of Festus. All right, conference over. Colby Ott, top of the order for Jefferson, batting for the third consecutive inning. First pitch leans in and lets that one go outside low for a ball. Ott has been on twice with base hits, has scored one run, and was stranded at third back in the second inning. Third baseman even with the bag for the Indians. Pitch comes inside, lifted high, shallow, left, and out of play. So one ball, one strike to Colby Ott. Jefferson leading 3-2. Ball in the gap opens up the lead for the Blue Jays. They'd certainly like to get comfortable here. Swing and a miss over the top of a curveball. Out in front of it was Colby Ott, and he's down to his final strike. One ball, two strikes to Colby Ott. Runners at first and second. Reinberg second, Eisenbeis first. Clifton looks at Reinberg, turns and fires. Ground ball to third. There to field it and step on third base is John Wibbenmeyer for out number three. Two-run single for Levi Roth, the number 8 guy in the order for the Blue Jays. They now lead it 3-2 after three innings. We're going to go ahead and step aside and send you out to Jefferson College. Matt Bear on site for Take Back the Night on the campus of Jefferson College. And once we hear from him, we'll come right back to this ball game here. So it could be the top of the fourth. It could be the bottom of the fourth. We don't know. But we're going to step aside right now after three. Kept his hands back and then was able to fight that one off to the right. So not a bad adjustment there by Light in the box. But the righty behind in the count, 0-1. Leg kick, Ricky Daughtry. Fastball inside, fouled off to the right side and out of play. So one down for the Indians in the top of the fourth. Light facing an 0-2 count. Daughtry goes into the wind and the righty delivers. Fastball upstairs inside for a ball. One, two, as Daughtry trying to retire Light on strikes as well, but that fastball is above the letters. Two balls, two strikes to Light. Quickly pitching Daugherty. Curveball comes in high and inside. It's ball three. St. Vincent trailing 3-2. 3-2 pitch, swing, and a miss. Fastball inside. Light can't catch up to it. He's down on strikes for the second time today. Punch out number five for the righty, Ricky Daughtry. And that'll bring up Carter Schamel for St. Vincent. Schamel batting ninth today. A 108 batting average entering today's contest. Five walks, 15 strikeouts. Pops it up towards the stands, possibly. Not really sure. It's very bright out here, and I'm scared to look up in the sky. First, I'm scared to see a ball coming down on top of me. But secondly, I'm scared to look in the sun and just be blinded for the rest of the day. We can't have a broadcaster blinded for a baseball game now, can we? There's a ball that's bounced in the dirt. And it'll roll between the legs of the catcher there and all the way to the backstop. Levi Roth is your Jefferson catcher, third baseman Ebersolt, shortstop Bridges, second baseman Ott, first baseman Harmon. From left to right in the outfield, Eisenbeiss, Rarick, and Richardson. And, of course, on the mound, Daughtry. 1-1 pitch to him. And this one has popped up to the right side and up the hillside off to the right of the stands here. And so Schamel, who is 0-for-1, struck out looking at his first plate appearance, on the verge of having his second one on the day. It's one ball, two strikes, 3-2, Jefferson leading, trying to keep it that way to go into the bottom of the fourth. 1-2, Daughtry moving out of the batter's box. Schamel, ball comes back inside part of the plate, and that is a called third strike. Schamel out on strikes, and I'm going to let you know this. In the second inning and now in the fourth inning, Daughtry has struck out Whistler, Light, and Schamel all the same way. Swing and a miss for Whistler, swing and a miss for Light, and then a strikeout looking for Schamel. So all six punch-outs have come on Whistler, Light, and Schamel for Ricky Daughtry. You can't write this stuff up. All right, I've been informed that we are now ready for Matt Bear back at Jefferson College for Take Back the Night, so we'll send you to him right now as we head to the bottom of the fourth. That's 3-2 Jefferson leading St. Vincent on KJF.
We are at Jefferson College Take Back the Night. It is a event that is really a nationwide effort, but this is the local event here in Jefferson County. It's put on by Comtree and Jefferson College. We are at the Fieldhouse this year. If you've been to Take Back the Night at Jefferson College in years past, it is at the Fieldhouse this year. So as soon as you come on campus, right there on the right-hand side, you'll see the Fieldhouse, and that's where we are set up at, along with many other vendors getting set up out here. All the events officially get underway here at 5:30, but once again, lots of great stuff going on. There will be multiple vendors out here, different organizations, things like that, and there will also be guest speakers. There will be a self-defense class, so many different things going on, and then there will be that walk as we get towards the end of the evening around 7:30. So be sure to come by. What a great event this is. It's all designed to help end domestic and sexual violence. Once again, just such a great, great event, and really excited to be out here this evening and help raise awareness about this here in our community as well. Do want to thank a few of our sponsors for allowing us to be out here today. Of course, Jefferson College here in Hillsboro, which is where we are at, and also Comtree of Festus, who is co-sponsoring this event, along with the Jefferson County Health Department in Hillsboro and Pomodoro's Pastas and Subs in Arnold. We'll continue to keep you updated here on Regional Radio from Jefferson College. Take back the night.
All right, well, you didn't miss much. Matt Baer, very professional, kept it short, got all that information out there for you, so certainly appreciate that. It's a runner at first. Zach Rarick is there as Zach Richardson lines it into right field and leaping up to make the grab. It is the right fielder for the Indians, Caleb Whistler. That ball almost over his head in right field. But instead, it is out number one. And here in the bottom of the fourth, with Jefferson leading 3-2, it's one on and one out. Rarick reaching on a fielding error by the second baseman, Shamel. Braden Harmon, he's 0-for-1 today, has a sacrifice fly RBI. Taken off for a second. Rarick, throw is low, tag is late, and safe is the call. Second stolen bag for Zach Rarick. He's in scoring position with one out. By the way, Braden Harmon, one home run so far this year. He's got 10 RBIs. Curveball misses low, 2-0. I've been told our second update from Matt, so he's just rolling them on in out of Jefferson College. So we'll get to that after this inning concludes. Fouling it straight back to the netting is Harmon, and it's a 2-1 count. Braden Harmon lives and dies with his aggressive nature on those 2-0 pitches. He just got behind that fastball. Lead off a second for Rarick. The pitch to Harmon. He'll drill it to left field. On a hop, the left fielder comes in. Rounding third, Rarick will sprint on home. And Jefferson doubles up their advantage 4-2. RBI for Braden Harmon. And that'll bring up Levi Ebersolt. He's put the ball in play twice, a single in the first and a double in the third. Ebersolt waiting for the pitch from Evan Clifton. The righty delivers a curveball in the dirt, and Garrett Double R blocks it. Defensively for the Indians, at catcher, Double R. Third baseman, John Wibbenmeyer. Shortstop is Nick Loppy. And the second baseman, Carter Shamel. First baseman, Matt Relegert. Deep fly ball into left field. It's over the left fielder's head and all the way to the fence. Ebersolt will have at least a double. He rounds second, heading for third. Coming home to score is Braden Harmon. A three-bagger for Levi Ebersolt. And Jefferson leads 5-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Coach Sauer out to the mound before Clifton has a chance to face Shannon Dowd. It's a runner at third with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Two runs have scored for the Blue Jays. Rarick on the RBI single from Braden Harmon, and Braden Harmon on the triple from Levi Ebersolt. With the RBIs for Harmon and Ebersolt, that puts Harmon at 11 on the year. And that gives Ebersolt his sixth run batted in. Meeting on the mound is over.
Next up for your Blue Jays.
Now batting is Shannon Dowd. Over at third, Ebersolt. He'll stay in the game and run. First pitch from Clifton is a fastball just under the letters, or maybe over the letters, as it's called a ball. 5-2 Jefferson in the bottom of the fourth. Leg kick Clifton. Pitch is there. It's a little low, but it's apparently a called strike. Just caught the base of the knee. By the way, sunshine has reappeared. It left us for about 5 minutes. Now it's back. And there's a breaking ball. Nice looking breaking ball from Clifton, but it misses outside the zone, and the count goes to 2-1. On deck is the righty Jacob Bridges. Shannon Dowd digs in. He's ready. The pitch moves side to side. It's in the dirt. Good block. Double R. That gets through the wickets. It's another run for Jefferson. Instead, Ebersole has to stay at third. Good block by Double R. Count, however, 3-2. And now Clifton kicks and fires. And that one has popped up to the right side and out of play. So now Shannon Dowd facing a 3-ball, 2-strike count. Looking for RBI number 7 of the season. Ebersole at third. 3-2 pitch from Clifton. Going down for it, popping it up into right field, into foul ground. Whistler on the chase, but it'll drop. And Dowd will face another 3-2 count. By the way, I believed I stopped at second base for the St. Vincent defense. First baseman is Matt Religert, left fielder Owen Light, center fielder Blake Schnurbusch, and the right fielder is Caleb Whistler. Dowd throws up the stop sign. Now he's ready to go. Pitch comes in from Clifton, pop up. Shallow left. Catch is made by Light. Ebersole fakes the tag. Throw comes in, and it's tipped by the third baseman into foul ground. Double R slides to his left and stops it there as Ebersole was already in retreat mode. And he'll stay there at third base. Dowd is not able to get the run in, and there's two down for the Blue Jays. Brave or foolish? You could use either word if Ebersole were to have taken off from third and tried to tag up on a shallow fly ball. Sometimes those two are intertwined. Bridges is the batter. First pitch of strike. Second pitch into left field. Base hit for Jacob Bridges. And coming in to score is Levi Ebersole. 6-2 Blue Jays in the bottom of the fourth. Bridges picks up RBI number 6 for the year. The batter now is Levi Roth. He's got a 2-run single, that happening in the bottom of the third. Hits over the top of the baseball, 2-hopper to third base. And there to field it and fire it, a perfect strike to first is Wibbenmeyer to retire Levi Roth. But the Jefferson Blue Jays tag St. Vincent for 3 runs in the bottom of the fourth. It's 6-2 Blue Jays leading St. Vincent. Top of the fifth is coming up, and once again we'll step aside and send you over to Matt Bear out of Jefferson College for Take Back the Night. And when we come back, we'll resume action here. Again, it's 6-2 Jefferson leading St. Vincent. Top of the fifth coming up, but first, Matt Bear at Jefferson College here on KJF.
We are back here at Jefferson College, Take Back the Night, and once again, this is an event put on by Comtree and Jefferson College, and joining me right now with Comtree is Kim Ebel, and Kim, what a great event this is, really to just raise awareness and help put an end to this type of abuse.
Yes, it is. It's a great event, and it looks like a lot of people are coming out. It's a beautiful night. It's just going to be a really good event.
Yeah, and kind of give us a rundown of people that come out here. If they want to come out, stop by this evening. This event goes until around 7:30 this evening, and there's still so much time to get here. Everything is really just now getting started.
It is just now getting started. Vendors are setting up, and people for the community are starting to attend and coming out and taking advantage of all these great resources that we have, and it's going to be a really nice evening.
Yeah, and kind of run us through the schedule of what people can expect when they come out.
So the vendor area with all the different community resources will be opening around 5:30 p.m. At 6 o'clock, we will have opening announcements. And at 6:15, we will have Lexi Laurie will be the guest speaker tonight. And she will be sharing her story. She herself is a survivor. And she will be speaking tonight at 6:15. And then at 7, we will have a walk and a rally and some really good raffle basket drawings. And then at 7:30, we're going to, after the walk, then we'll be in about 7:30 this evening. So we have a whole evening full of events scheduled for this for tonight.
Exactly. And you're set up here at the Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place vendor, of course, as, you know, a part of Comtree. And, you know, we've talked about this on air before and about this great, great program. This is just one of the many vendors that's set up here tonight. But people should come by, check out all these different vendors and really really learn about all the different resources available in Jefferson County.
Yes, because there are a lot of great resources, a lot of people that really want to help. And so please come on out and join us this evening for this great event.
All right. Once again, that is Kim Ebel with Comtree joining us here from Jefferson College. Take back the night. Once again, this event does go until 7:30. Plenty of time to come on out. Be sure to stop by. We'll be hanging out here as well up until the end of the evening. So once again, you're listening to Regional Radio.
The Capias Heating and Cooling scoreboard reads Jefferson 6, St. Vincent 2, top of the fifth inning. Matt Greenwood with you. The batter is Blake Schnurbusch. And on a 3-1 count, Skies went into foul ground, first base side, and Braden Harmon squeezes a glove on it for out number one. Capias Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. You can count on Capias Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to get your cooling system ready this spring for the hot summer months. Call 756-1224. That's 756-1224. Capias Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. Back to the top of the order we go. And the batter is Nick Loppy. The first pitch to the righty is a curveball. I don't know if that missed low and away or if that was a called strike. This umpire does the same exact thing for three different occasions. Here's a sharp ground ball to short. Knocking it down is Bridges, but the throw to first after he gathers himself is low, and Loppy will reach on an E6. Second time that Nick Loppy has reached base due to a fielding error. First time it was on Levi Ebersholt at third, and that's how St. Vincent got their first run of the game. Was two batters later, Matt Relegert hit a sacrifice fly. So St. Vincent looking for a little deja vu to cut into this four-run deficit. The batter now is the lefty, John Wibbenmeyer. Leans in. Pitch from Ricky Daughtry is down low. It's one ball and no strikes. Wibbenmeyer, despite being in the two-hole struggling, batting average-wise, just a 147 average. He has walked 10 times and struck out 9, so at least that he's got that going for him so far. 1-0 pitch on the way. Fastball outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Wibbenmeyer doubled in the first inning, lined out to left field, and a second at bat in the third. Quick throw to first base and back diving in safely head first is Loppy. Nick Loppy with a small lead at first. Swing and a miss on a changeup from Ricky Daughtry. Wibbenmeyer behind, two balls and one strike. Wibbenmeyer takes a couple of half swings towards the mound as Daughtry collects, fires, curveball, knee high. Apparently a little low, it's 3-1. Runner at first is Loppy. Swing and a miss on a fastball, and once again, Daughtry being able to throw these fastballs right past the St. Vincent Indians hitters. From the back to the glove, the ball. Daughtry delivers off the end of the bat into shallow right. On coming the right fielder makes the catch. The throw to first is not in time. Zach Richardson trying to double off the runner, but Loppy able to get back in time as he was about midway between first and second base and on his way back actually slipped a little bit, but still was able to retreat and touch the base before Harmon received that throw from Richardson. So two down for St. Vincent, trailing 6-2. The batter is now the right-handed hitting Matt Religert. Curveball is taken for a strike. Religert watching that one all the way into the glove. Trying to get a good read on that pitch. Now he pulls back as Daughtry goes into the wind. Another curveball. And this one misses low and in. So one ball, one strike to Matt Religert. Religert at 263 batting average heading into today. Pitch on the way. It's in on the hands. He'll pop it up behind the first base dugout where St. Vincent is situated. So one ball, two strikes to Religert. No home runs on the year for number 19, Religert. Now would be a good time for one. There's a fastball up in the zone, chopping at it and fouling it up the third base line is Religert. And the count remains one ball and two strikes. Partly cloudy out here. Sunshine occasionally peeking out its pretty little head. Looking at 70 degrees right now in good old Festus, Missouri. 1-2 pitch from Daughtry. A check swing ground ball back to Daughtry. Comes off the mound right in front of it. And an easy lobbed throw to first base to Harmon in time to retire Religert for out number three. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. Jefferson 6, St. Vincent 2. It's Eric Eisenbeis, Colby Ott, and Zach Rarick. 9-1-2 in the order coming up for your Blue Jays when we return on KJF.
Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy a Hustler 54-inch flip-up zero-turn for just $49.99, and we will pay the sales tax. That's right, no more laying on the ground, getting dirty, changing blades. Just you, your new Hustler mower, and greening your pocket from this deal.
We pay the sales tax? Jason, is this another one of your stupid April Fool's jokes?
Easy, easy, Clarissa. No fooling.
No fooling? But it's so low. A Hustler 54-inch flip-up Z-turn mower for $4,999, and we pay the sales tax?
I know. Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy the Hustler flip-up for $49.99, and we pay the sales tax.
Fleegs Equipment, we're the premium dealer with the best service department and the most knowledgeable technician service and sales team with the best deals around. No fooling.
Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve, and Lettington, online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Well, the book is now closed on Evan Clifton, the right-handed starting pitcher for St. Vincent. He is no longer for this ball game, as he only makes his way through four innings, giving up six runs. And according to my calculations, all six runs earned. Clifton was able to strike out two Blue Jays. So the new pitcher is Nick Loppy. He'll come in from the shortstop position to now being on the mound. Clifton will take over for Loppy at short. The first batter up is Eric Eisenbeis. First pitch to him in the dirt, a bouncer. It's 1-0. This pitching change brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, go get dirty with him. That's Midwest Sports Center. And after this inning comes to its conclusion, we'll send it out again to Jefferson College and Matt Bear for Take Back the Night. So before we get to that point, let's see what Jefferson can do here. Eisenbeiss takes a breaking ball low. It's 2-0. So the righty Loppy can't find the strike zone on his first two pitches, and there's a swing and a miss. An aggressive take for Eisenbeiss on a 2-0 pitch. Loppy gets a changeup past him. Count goes to 2-1, and now a fastball in on the hands. Loppy gets a pop-up. Gary Double R battling the wind and the sun and catches it behind the backstop for out number one. Eisenbeiss retired for the second time today. He did walk in the third inning. So we'll go back to the top of the order. Colby Ott, 2-for-3 so far today. First pitch, Loppy. Line drive, left field, base hit for Colby Ott. He's a single man. Sorry, he's a singles man. By the way, that was on purpose. Three singles for Colby Ott for the Jefferson Blue Jays. I don't know, he might be single too. I don't keep up with high school kids. Anyway, Zach Rarick now batting for Jefferson with the Blue Jays leading 6-2 over St. Vincent. It is the bottom of the fifth. Jefferson hoping to tack on quite a few runs here. Curveball gets away from Loppy. No chance for Double R. It'll kick off the concrete backstop. Back towards Double R, but taking second base is Colby Ott on the wild pitch. Loppy might want a new baseball. Yeah, he does get one. So the field isn't in good condition, infield and outfield for Jefferson. However, the lip of the grass behind home plate all the way from first base to third base has some muddy waters behind it. So anytime a ball goes off the concrete backstop and rolls back towards that direction, it's going to need to be wiped off. By the way, the batter is Zach Rarick facing a 1-1 count after that wild pitch. Lappy gets one into the strike zone, and here's a base hit to right field for Rarick. Rounding third, coming home to score is Colby Ott. Jefferson adds another. 7-2 Blue Jays in the bottom of the fifth.
Right fielder number 18, Zach Richardson.
So the wild pitch winds up helping out the Blue Jays, especially with Ott at second base. If he was at first, you're looking at runners at second and third with one out. But instead, because of the wild pitch, Ott's able to score as we get a swing and a miss by Zach Richardson. It's 0-1. So Rarick at first base, one out, bottom of the fifth, 7-2 Blue Jays. Richardson 0-for-2 with a walk today. 0-1 pitch from Loppy. It's in the dirt and Double R stuffs it. Picks it up and throws it back to Loppy. Zach Rarick forced to stay at first base. It's no balls and two strikes. Quick feet there by Loppy on that throw to first. Back in standing up, Rarick. Rarick not much of a lead at first base. Doesn't need one really with the Blue Jays up by 5 runs. Loppy still keeping a close eye on him. Delivers a pitch and a ground ball. Takes a tough hop up onto the left shoulder of the shortstop for St. Vincent. Evan Clifton. And Richardson is aboard. Tough hop there. It, you know, bounced kind of low to the ground twice. And as Clifton went to reach down for it, it popped back up onto his left shoulder. And so with that, we'll go ahead and score that a single. That's not an easy play for anyone, really. And we've got Jacob Melton as the courtesy runner at first base for Richardson. The batter is Braden Harmon. He's got 2 RBIs so far today, a sacrifice fly to center field in the first inning and an RBI single just last inning in the bottom of the fourth. facing the righty Loppy. First pitch, swing and a miss. Again, Harmon being aggressive. This time it doesn't pay off for him. It's 0-1. At second, Rarick. At first, Melton. Pitch on the way. Curveball, and just getting a piece of it was Harmon. Fouling it to the backstop. So no balls and two strikes. Nick Loppy hoping for a double play ground ball or possibly a pop-up on the infield for an infield fly rule or maybe even a strikeout here. Loppy takes a look at second, turns and fires, and Harmon gets three straight curveballs, swings and misses at the third one, and he's down on strikes. Punch out for Nick Loppy. Two down for Jefferson in the bottom of the fifth. First strikeout for St. Vincent pitching since the second out of the second inning. That was quite a ways ago. The batter now is Levi Ebersolt. First pitch swinging, drills it into the gap, left center field, and on his horse, Blake Schnurbusch will catch it on the run, and that will end the inning. So Jefferson adds one more to the tally. It's 7-2. Blue Jays leading St. Vincent. Top of the sixth is on its way, but first we step aside and send it back to Matt Bear out at Jefferson College for Take Back the Night on KJEF.
We are back here at Jefferson College. It is Take Back the Night here, and once again, this event is put on by Jefferson College and Comtree. And right now, I am joined by Lexi Lowry, and she is one of the guest speakers here tonight at the event. And Lexi, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so just kind of give people a little bit of an idea about what this event is about and what also they'll hear whenever you speak at 6:15.
Of course. So my mom was killed in 2010 by my stepdad. He attacked her when she was coming out of work and stabbed her and ended up killing her. And so she had lived with abuse for 3 years of their relationship. And so we are just really here tonight to take back our night and make sure that no victim feels like they're alone, because we're all here, we're with them, and we go through it with them.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, this is something that is very personal to you. Once again, you'll be speaking at 6:15. If people want to come out, they can come out here, hear you speak. And then, of course, the walk and rally will be at 7 o'clock. And there's so many great vendors out here with the resources that really help people that are in those difficult situations. And there will be a self-defense class as well, all sorts of great things that will be going on throughout the evening.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to see the self-defense. I've taken their class a few times, and if that doesn't get you ready, I don't know what will. So make sure to come out.
Exactly. It's going to be a great, great night. And Lexi, thank you so much once again for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Once again, that is Lexi Lowry, and she's going to be talking coming up here at 6:15. So come on over to Jefferson College in Hillsboro at the field house. You'll see all the flags, all the vendors, lots of people here already this evening. Do want to thank some of our sponsors as well. That is Jefferson College in Hillsboro, Comtree in Festus, Jefferson County Health Department, and also Pomodoro's in Arnold. Once again, we'll continue to bring you more updates throughout the evening from Take Back the Night at Jefferson College.
It's two balls and one strike to Garrett Double R of the St. Vincent Indians. And the next pitch is popped up, and that'll go directly above my head here, just off center, up the third base line behind home plate. Pretty much have a perfect line of sight to home plate. Anyway, it's a 2-2 count now. Ricky Daughtry kicks up the leg high, delivers a curveball high as well. Three balls and two strikes to Garrett Double R. It is the top of the sixth inning, and 7-2 Jefferson. High fastball, high drive into left center field. That'll bounce at the base of the fence. Rounding first, Double R. He'll head into second, standing up. Beautiful swing and a beautiful hit for Garrett Double R. And he'll lead off this sixth inning with that double. Right behind Double R is number 8, Evan Clifton. Umpire, home plate umpire, making the rounds, looking for some new baseballs. And he gets them. He gives one to Daughtry. Here comes the pitch. High fastball inside for a ball to Clifton. You know, I say Ricky Daughtry, but because that's what Coach Coonley said for Jefferson. I wonder if he slipped up because it's actually spelled Daugherty. I have to ask someone. So I do apologize if I've been saying his name wrong this whole time, going based off what Coach Coonley said. Anyway, Daughtry, we'll stick with it for now. Daughtry delivers a 2-0 pitch. It's popped up into foul ground behind home plate and on the run. A nice catch there by the catcher, Levi Roth. And tagging up from second on the play into third base safely on the slide is Double R. Excellent heads-up base running from Garrett Double R. So Clifton retired for the third time today. And now the batter is Caleb Whistler. He's over 2 with 2 punch outs. Daughtry hoping to get another one on him. Fastball up in the zone, swung on and missed. Daughtry has struck out Whistler, Light, and Shamel. And there are two at-bats against him. So all six strikeouts for Daughtry have come off of Whistler, Light, and Shamel. Here's a fly ball into center field. Catch is made. Runner tags from third. And that's going to be a sacrifice fly for Caleb Whistler as Garrett Double R comes in to score. St. Vincent now trailing 7-3 in the top of the sixth. Another sack fly going to center field. Next up is Owen Light. He's facing Daughtry for the third time today and takes a first pitch for a ball. Light with no one on and two outs. Watches that one all the way into the catcher's mitt for ball two. Leg kick Daughtry, fastball blown right past Owen Light. Took a healthy cut but couldn't catch up to the heat. It's now two balls and one strike to the right-handed hitting left fielder Light. Pitch on the way, pokes the bat head out there and fouls it to the right side just over the fence and up the hillside. Count goes two balls, two strikes. There are two outs. And it's 7-3 Jefferson. Indians at the plate. 2-2 pitch. Fastball lined straight back. By the way, when Nick Loppy came in to pitch for St. Vincent, I didn't provide you some stats for him. So we'll get those to you in just a second. Sharp ground ball to third base. Maybe we'll have to wait till next inning. As Ebersole comes up firing from third base. The throw is wide of first. Harmon will have to chase this one to the tarp and foul ground. And into second base is Owen Light reaching on a throwing error from Levi Ebersole at third base. And so St. Vincent continues to have life in the top of the sixth here. Coach Coonley will come out and he's going to take the ball away from Ricky. So Ricky puts on a good performance, but he's no longer for this ball game. He'll last 5 2/3 innings. New pitcher on the mound. We'll find out who it is, provide you some information on them. And we'll step aside for 90 seconds here and come back with a new pitcher for Jefferson. It's a runner at second for the Indians, trailing 7-3, top of the sixth with two outs. We're back in just a bit here on KJFF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
The talk of Jefferson County. Straight talk. AM 1400 KJFF. Festus Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online. It's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
Hi, this is Kim Elbel with Comtree. If you're a Missouri business owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special NAP tax credit equal to 70% of your donation. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
All right, top of the sixth inning. St. Vincent has a runner at second base, new pitcher into the game. It's Zach Richardson, the lefty, facing the right-handed hitting Carter Schamel. And Schamel takes a 0-1 pitch for a strike. Now it's 0-2. Richardson coming in relief of Ricky Daugherty. And Richardson, that's a good relief appearance on the Bloomsdale Bank pitching change. Richardson is able to get a punch out of Schamel, and that will end the top of the sixth. So we'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. And when we come back for Jefferson, it'll be Shannon Dowd, Jacob Bridges, and Levi Roth, 6, 7, and 8 in the order when we return on KJFF.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
We are back here at Jefferson College, and it is Take Back the Night, and it is going on right now. Lots of people here right now talking about all the great stuff going on. Of course, coming up here in a few minutes, we've got guest speakers. The Walk is coming up, rally at 7 p.m., and also, of course, so many other great vendors set up. And right now, we are joined by one of the vendors, and that is Wendy Good with Hoofprints on My Heart. And we've got a few special friends here as well. Just tell us a little bit about what is Hoofprints on My Heart.
Hoofprints on My Heart is a non-for-profit that we started. We take our four-legged miniature horses here into schools and nursing homes and hospitals and anybody that just kind of needs their day brightened. These guys are our little joy ambassadors. So,
yeah, and they are therapy horses in training, correct? Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about some of the things that these horses do to help out.
Well, they, like I said, they can go visit, you know, somebody that can't get out. If they're in a nursing home, we've gone to a local high school when they had a tragedy and kind of brought joy and a distraction for those kiddos. So they go inside. They're about 30 inches tall. They'll be 2 years old next month. And they learn how to go up and down stairs, and they ride in a minivan.
That is awesome. Mini horses in a minivan. How about that? And one of them is Blue, and the other one is Dez. And the third one, Ken Waller, also joining us as well here. And Kenny, just talk a little bit about, of course, County Executive Ken Waller. I'll give him his official title here. Just talk about this event, Take Back the Night, and how great this is for the residents and people in Jefferson County.
Well, I mean, you know, the things that go on that we don't even hear about, this just brings it to light. Take Back the Night is a special night for those that have been in abusive relationships and all the things that have gone. And so it's very important for the people that are here. A lot of emotion. So this ministry of Hoofprints on My Heart, you know, has been started by good friends of mine, Derek and Wendy Good. And so I come out, you know, I've been walking the miniature horse around, and everybody loves these little miniature horses. They want to pet them, get pictures taken with them. But like she said, it's just a distraction, a great distraction. Get away. It brings joy. Every time you walk by anybody, everybody here that's here tonight. There's probably a good couple hundred people that just have a smile on their face, and it's great. So got a beautiful night, and, you know, if anybody's wanting to, I know you can't see these miniature horses right now, but if you want to have them come to your school or to the nursing home or different places, you know, that you can get a hold of them. You can probably put something on your, you know, radio website or whatever to let people know how to get a hold of them. They're passing out business cards. So, and Facebook, again, it's Hoof Prints on My Heart, and you go to Facebook, and that'll help them. But it's just a great event. Love to see these miniature horses. If you call them ponies, they get upset.
Yeah,
if you called me, like, if you called me to some other name other than county executive, I would get mad. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
it'd be like
me saying, "Hey, go Alabama when you like Auburn."
Yeah,
and I know you like
that.
Auburn. So So you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. It's like if we said that you were a good friend of the radio station,
right? You know,
radio,
if I looked like Kirk Mooney or something, you know how that would go.
You should be so lucky.
Yeah. Somebody mistakenly thought I was Kirk Mooney's brother the other day, and I took that as a compliment.
Very nice. Well, we're out of time, Kenny.
Well, good. Okay.
It was
great to see you. Matt.
Yeah, once again, that is County Executive Ken Waller and also Wendy Good with Hoof Prints on My Heart. We're here at Jefferson College once again for the Take Back the Night event. Do want to thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to be out here. Jefferson College in Hillsboro, Comtree of Festus, Jefferson County Health Department in Hillsboro, and Pomodoro's Pastas and Subs in Arnold. Once again, the event goes until 7:30. The walk is coming up at 7. Be sure to stop by. Lots of great stuff going on out here at Jefferson College. We'll bring you back with more in just a bit here on Regional Radio.
Back in progress, bottom of the sixth inning, Jefferson leading 7-3 on the St. Vincent Indians. Levi Roth is facing a 1-1 count, and at third base is Jacob Bridges, who tripled to left just a moment ago. Now the 1-1 pitch is a curveball in the dirt from Nick Loppy, the righty for St. Vincent. 2-1 to Roth. Roth has 2 RBIs to his name. Make that 3 as he rolls one right back up the middle into center field for a base hit. And the Blue Jays now leading 8-3. RBI single. Levi Roth is 3rd of the ball game. By the way, Dowd was the first batter up for Jefferson in the top of the in the bottom of the sixth, and he grounded out to 3rd. And now we got ourselves a pinch runner for Roth. It'll be number 8, Cody Reinberg. The batter is the righty Eisenbeis. 8-3 Blue Jays, bottom of the sixth, and 1 out. Curveball, knee high, a called strike. The Blue Jays with a run in the first, 2 in the third, 3 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and 1 here so far in the sixth. The righty Loppy rests the chin on his shoulders on the look to first, turns and fires, and there's a curveball knee high for a called strike. And Loppy is one pitch away from getting Eisenbeis. Eisenbeis a walk, and that's it for him today. A punch out and a pop up the other two times. 0-2 as Loppy comes set. Ball up in the zone. Looper on the infield, the shortstop. Evan Clifton is able to secure it for out number 2. So Eisenbeis is down for the 3rd time today. Back to the top of the order for the second baseman, Colby Ott. Single in the first and a run scored for Ott. Single in the second, stole a base, stranded at 3rd. And then in the 5th inning, singled and scored on an RBI base hit from Zach Rarick. Ott sends one into shallow right center field. 3 guys give chase. That'll get down. Fielded by the second baseman. He'll come up firing to 3rd base. Sliding in head first is Cody Reinberg safe. And on that throw, Ott takes 2nd base. So Ott gets 4 singles today for Jefferson. And with that throw, he's at 2nd base. So 2nd and 3rd for the Blue Jays with Zach Rarick coming up to the dish. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll send it out one more time to Matt Barrett, Jefferson College. And then we're going to hear from Corey Sauer, head coach for St. Vincent, as well as Jefferson head coach Robert Coonley. So the batter, Rarick, batting from the left side, watches one sail out of the right hand of Loppy, and double R just saved a run for the Indians. Now Next pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Loppy, by the way, a 7.25 ERA entering today's contest. 18 in the third innings pitch. He has suffered 4 losses of the 9 for St. Vincent. Just misses outside with a fastball. Count goes to 2-1 for Zach Rarick. Loppy with 10 strikeouts and 18 in the third innings pitched. He's given up 19 earned runs, Loppy. And there's a foul ball off the end of the bat from Rarick. The on-deck man, Richardson, will chase it down. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Rarick. By the way, Jefferson, when they took Darty out of the game, they replaced him with Zach Richardson. Well, Richardson came in from right field. So John Wyke, one of the starting pitchers for Jefferson, and a good one at that, then went to right field in place of Richardson. Those were just a few changes that were made. Here's the 2-2 now to Rarick, and he waves at it, comes up empty, and that is out number 3 as Loppy picks up his 11th strikeout of the season. We head to the top of the 7th, St. Vincent down to their final 3 outs, trailing 8-3 here on KJF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Capayas Heating and Cooling scoreboard reads 8-3 Jefferson, leading St. Vincent here in the top of the 7th. Matt Greenwood with you. Dale Bruning back in the studio. Capayas Heating and Cooling, let me tell you about it. They're your local Bryant dealer. Capayas does whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Just pick up the phone and call 756-1224. That's 756-1224, Capayas Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. All right, so St. Vincent down to their final 3 outs. Looks like Blake Schnurbusch, the number 9 hitter for the Indians, to face the lefty Richardson, and Zach Richardson gets a swing and a miss over the top of that breaking ball. It's 0-1. Again, we will have the Home Pools and Spas postgame show coming up. We'll have Robert Cooney of Jefferson, as well as Corey Sauer of St. Vincent. Next breaking ball is low, taken for a ball. Schnurbusch and Richardson locked into a 1-1 count. Fastball upstairs, ball 2. Jefferson hoping to improve to 9-7 this year. There's the 2-1 from Richardson, and just getting a piece of it, fouling it towards the Jefferson dugout on the third base side is Schnurbusch. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coach Coonley picking up the loose ball and tossing it back to his catcher. Levi Roth then gives the ball to the ump who tosses Richardson a new ball. And now he's ready to deliver that one, and it's a fastball outside for ball 3. Ricky Darty, 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, and no walks, 6 punch outs. He started the game here today for the Blue Jays. And again, off the end of the bat and fouling it behind us is Schnurbusch. Count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sun still out, partly cloudy skies. Seeing a little blue, a little hazy gray as well. Sharp ground ball, first base side, and foul. It's still 3-2 to Schnurbusch. We're looking at sunny skies at least through Monday. Temperatures rising up to the mid-70s by Monday. Cannot wait. 3-2 pitch. And the breaking ball misses outside. And the guy at the bottom of the order for the Indians, Schnurbusch, acting like a leadoff batter, works a walk. An 8-pitch walk at that. So a runner at first for the Indians. Still got a long way to go. St. Vincent down 8-3 here on the top of the seventh. However, the batter is Nick Loppy, and he's had some success at the plate. Yet to be retired. Fastball. Knee high, called a strike to the righty. Loppy reached on an error in the first inning, scored the first run of the game for St. Vincent. They actually had a 1-0 lead. Then Loppy had a single and scored a run in the third and reached on an error in the fifth. Pitches in the dirt. Good block there by Double R. Oh, bigger pardon, by Levi Roth. That'll keep Schnurbusch at first base. It's 1-1. Richardson trying to close the door on the Indians. A sub-1 ERA for the lefty Richardson. He'll kick and fire. Ground ball to short. Pass the diving shortstop. Bridges and into left field. Back-to-back guys get on to lead off the top of the seventh for St. Vincent. They continue to fight down by 5. We'll see what John Wibbenmeyer can do. Wibbenmeyer, a double in the first, stranded at second base. 0-2 since, has sent the ball to the outfield twice. Fastball outside, sliding briefly to his left. Roth, that's 1-1 and no strikes. Richardson in 8 3rd innings, has surrendered just 4 hits, a .84 ERA with 5 punchouts in those 8 3rd. Delivers a strike there. It's 1-1 to the left-handed hitting Wibbenmeyer. Wibbenmeyer hoping to keep the train a-moving. Ground ball, right side. Harmon comes off the bag, fields it, fires it to second. Return throw to first. Safe is the call. Coach Cooley out of the dugout for Jefferson. Thought his team turned the unconditional 3-6-1 double play. Instead, that'll work as a fielder's choice for Wibbenmeyer. Schnurbusch advances to third. Loppy is out at second. So one down, two on. The batter, Matt Religert. Squats down as the breaking ball comes in from Richardson. He'll take it for a strike. It's 0-1. Religert, sac fly RBI in the first. Single in the third. Ground out to the pitcher in the fifth. The righty waits the lefty Richardson's delivery, and there's a pop-up to the right side and just in front of the hillside on the right. Got fans in lawn chairs right at the base of the concrete wall. Concrete wall about halfway up the third baseline, all the way around and halfway up the first baseline. Snowballs and 2 strikes to Religert. Chance to drive in a run here for the Indians. Leg kick Richardson. Pitch inside. Sharp ground ball up the middle, just off to the left of second base and into center field. And Matt Religert has his second RBI of the day, cutting the Jefferson lead in half. It's now 8-4 Jefferson. Schnurbusch scores. Up to second is a Wibbenmeyer. The batter is now Garrett Double R. He took a high fastball and drilled it to left center field for a double just last inning. Richardson, small leg kick, delivers. Pitch gets inside and away from Roth, who will chase it right to the lip of the grass and the gravel. And both runners move up a base, so Wibbenmeyer on the pass ball is over to third. Up to second is Religert. Double R, 1-0 pitch. He'll chase one outside the zone, pop it up on the infield. Second baseman Ott calling everyone off snags it out of the air right in front of second base, and there are two down for Evan Clifton. Jefferson just one out away from securing their ninth win of the season. The lefty facing Clifton, who bats from the right side. First pitch up in the zone. High fly ball to center. Rarick camping underneath, comes forward two steps and grabs it for out number three. Clifton is retired. Ball game is over. The Jefferson Blue Jays win it 8-4 over the St. Vincent Indians. Home Pools and Spas postgame show when we come back in 3 minutes here on KJFF.
Making funeral arrangements for a loved one can be the most emotional and challenging process you'll ever go through. Hi, this is Todd Mann, owner of Mann Funeral Home in DeSoto and Festus. Our goal is to give you and your family special care. We will assist you with the filing of all the necessary paperwork. Mann Funeral Home also has special pricing for veterans. When it comes to planning a loved one's funeral or even your own prearranged service, we have many choices to personalize that service and respect your wishes. Mann Funeral Home in DeSoto or Festus serves Southeast Missouri with honor, respect, and dignity.
The history of Mann Funeral Home goes back 100 years. Find out more at mannfuneralhome.com. You can call the DeSoto location at 636-586-2288 or the Festus location at 636-937-4444.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, the UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember the UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's the UPS Store in Festus.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
We are back here at Take Back the Night at Jefferson College at the Fieldhouse, and what a great event this has been so far. And in just a few minutes, the walk will be taking place. That's coming up at 7 o'clock, and so many other great things going on. Guest speakers just took place at 6:15, and such a great, great night. And right now I'm joined by Jefferson College's Roger Barentine, and of course, host of the Jefferson College Report on KJF. And Roger, this is such a great event, and great, great turnout tonight as well.
Well, this is a really, as you say, really important event for our community. It's an important event for Jefferson College, and we really take honor in being able to do something like this. It's unfortunate that we need programs like this, but it's very important in terms of spreading awareness and information about domestic abuse and sexual violence as well. And so it's been a great night. We appreciate the radio station being here supporting us. We've had a lot of folks come through and a lot of good resources being given out. And again, I think in our role as a community college, people expect this kind of a thing, and we're so proud to be able to step forward and partner with agencies like Comtree to provide these kinds of free services to our community.
Exactly, and like you said, a great, great turnout and a great night for raising awareness about this issue that really a lot of people really don't like to talk about. So this is a great way to bring it to light and say, you know what, as the title says, you know, take back the night. Take that and shine a light on the darkness of the stuff that goes on really across the nation and here in our community as well.
Yeah, it is one of those things that is uncomfortable to talk about. It's one of those things that often go unsaid. But the statistics certainly show, not just in our community, but across the country, for that matter, that this is a prevalent issue. And so to bring light to it, to bring information, to celebrate those that have been impacted by it and have come out on the other side, it's a very positive effect for our community. And so, again, we're excited to be able to be here, share these resources, talk to some excellent guest speakers, and provide all these kinds of things as a leader here in our community.
Exactly. Well, Roger, thank you so much for taking time out and joining me to talk about this great, great event. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning on the Jefferson College Report on KJEF at 10:30.
That sounds great. And again, thank you guys for being here. Always been a supporter of this event. And since day one, the radio station has been with us. So cannot thank you guys enough as well for spreading the word about Take Back the Night.
Exactly. Well, once again, we are here at Take Back the Night. The event does wrap up at 7:30, but the walk is coming up at 7, so still time to get out here and take part in this walk rally at Jefferson College at the Fieldhouse on the Jefferson College Hillsboro campus. It's a great night to take back the night here on Regional Radio.
Matt Greenwood with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Thank you for sticking with us. Final score here tonight from Jefferson. Jefferson Blue Jays 8 and the St. Vincent Indians 4. Home Pools and Spas, make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool. From Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, go online at homepoolsandspas.net. We're first joined by Robert Coonley, the head coach for Jefferson, and then right after him we'll get Ricky Daugherty, the winning pitcher today for the Jefferson Blue Jays coach. It started off a little bit slow for you guys, down 1-0 in the bottom of the first, but a nice comeback there to make it 1-1, and then from there you guys kind of took off.
Yeah, you know, their pitcher was throwing well. He was pounding the strike zone, and we were hitting the ball well. I knew it was going to be a minute before we got to him, but, you know, we were hitting the ball hard, and we got them to make some mistakes, and, you know, we ended up scoring some runs.
The defense was what we talked about after the Crystal City victory on Tuesday, and you come back and a couple of errors over at third base, but you know, they didn't hurt you guys this time. You actually were able to, you know, kind of put those behind you and move on and go and get this victory.
Well, you know, we talked about the whole idea of a teammate and what, you know, picking each other up and doing those things in a meeting the other day, and you know, I think that really resonated. I mean, we went out and we sacrificed for each other. We made sure if someone made a mistake, we picked each other up, and you know, that was a big part of today.
Cole Biot at the leadoff position. I got 4 singles for him. It's a lot of base hits for Cole Biot at the top of the order. Scored 2 runs for you guys. A real table setter.
Well, you know, can't say enough about Cole Biot. He's really stepped up. He took over that leadoff position about a week ago, and he is doing a fantastic job. I mean, it's just base hit after base hit with 6 or 7 pitch at bats almost every other time. And you know, he's just really been great for us.
I mean, really up and down this lineup. I mean, you don't score 8 runs without getting, you know, contributions from everyone. Braden Harmon had a couple of RBIs. Levi Ebersold had an RBI in the fourth inning, that 3-run fourth inning that really kind of broke open this ball game for you guys. But one guy came away with really impressed was Levi Roth. A 2-run single in that 2-run third inning. He adds another one to give you run number 8 of the game, just really in the bottom of that order doing some good stuff.
You know, Braden's a kid who hit the ball really hard today. I was proud of him. Levi Ebersold hit absolute lasers to the outfield. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to get in front of one of those. And I tell you what, though, Levi Roth with the 2-out hits, that was huge. I mean, I think the 2-out hit to the right side, 2-out hit to the left side, you know, that's how you win ball games. You get 2-out hits, you get our 2-out RBIs, and it was just it was a big day for that kid.
And now the guy we're about to talk to, Ricky Daugherty, I mean, his fastball looked electric. He could put it up in the zone, low in the zone. He was getting strike calls there. He's getting swing and misses as well. Ends up with 6 punch-outs. And what I found kind of neat about his strikeouts was that he struck out the same 3 guys the same exact way. He got Caleb Whistler and Owen Light, struck him out twice each time swinging, and then got Carter Shamel each time looking. So it's kind of weird how that all worked out, but he had the strikeouts going for him today.
Well, Ricky's a guy who get up on the mound, he could just throw it by you. I mean, he's got the stuff to jump up to 83, 84, and at this level, that's pretty quick. And then, you know, he's got that nasty curveball that if it's on, I mean, he can just strike out, he can get you looking any day of the week. So we're happy that he stepped up today. I mean, he threw the most pitches he's ever thrown today, and he was shut down to the end. You know, if we didn't make the error in the last inning, he probably would have finished the sixth, and we couldn't really expect any more out of Ricky Daugherty today.
Yeah, you can say some more good things about that curveball. Carter Schamel for St. Vincent found out the hard way that it's a pretty good-looking curveball there. All around, just a really great team win for you, Coach. Zach Richardson came in relief and pitched pretty well as well. So just really, I'm sure you're very proud of the guys, their effort, and their win today.
Very, very excited how we came out today. Very happy about it. You know, I think we had a lot more laser focus when we came out of the school, and just everybody was in it today, and it was fantastic.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll let you take the headset off and transfer that over to Ricky Daugherty, junior righty for Jefferson. Picks up the win with his performance here today. He's now a perfect 3-0 on the season. So, Ricky, welcome on.
Hey.
We'll give you our player of the game. You are the homegrown Unico Bank player of the game. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you in Farmington, Bismarck, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi. You know where all those places are?
Oh, yeah. I grew up down there. I grew up in Bonterre, so.
There you go. All right, so Ricky Daugherty. Joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show, our player of the game again, as I just said, 5 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned, didn't walk a guy, and struck out 6 batters. What were you feeling out there today?
I don't know. It was just kind of natural. I was just like, oh, I feel great. Let me just throw it by him. So it wasn't hard.
Yeah, well, I mean, you threw hard. I mean, that fastball, I think Coach Coonley told us before the game about upper 70s, low 80s. It looked a lot faster here today.
I don't know, I felt good. My shoulder was fine. When I came out throwing long toss before the game, I felt great, and I was going longer than I usually do, so I felt fine.
Sometimes a pitcher can get rattled when defense, you know, makes a fielding error. You're kind of down early in the game. But really, after that one run in the first inning that you gave up, you put on a great performance and kind of shut down St. Vincent from there on out. You gave up one more run in the third. But really, like I said, just one earned run today. So when you fell back behind early, were you thinking about it? You know, now I'm behind early, now I got to really throw a really great performance, or was it just get on out there and throw?
No, I knew that they'd pick me up, that it wasn't their fault. They all have errors, so, I mean, I knew they were going to get it back.
Offensively, you know, it didn't take very long for them to tie the ball game up, and then it only took another 2 innings before you guys jumped out to that 3-2 lead. But after that, really, the offense kind of set sail. Do you get more comfortable as the game goes when your offense is putting more runs on the board?
Definitely. Like, it's just whenever they're hitting the ball hard and getting base hits and scoring runs, it's easier to pitch. You're not focused on, can I get everybody out? Can I let them get a hit? It's just easier.
I bet you wish you could probably hit the ball like Harmon and Ebersolt did today, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have you ever? Do you ever hit as well, or are you just strictly a pitcher?
I'm PO. I'll probably just pitch, not hit.
Okay, all right. Don't want to put a bat in your hands, huh?
No.
We'll talk about some of these guys that performed so well today. As I was talking to Coach Coonley, Colby Ott, 4 singles. Braden Harmon with RBIs. Levi Ebersolt with RBIs. Levi Roth batting 8th today with 3 big RBIs, as Coach Coonley mentioned, all with 2 outs. Pretty impressive performance from your offense today.
Oh, yeah, I was so happy with how they hit the ball. Like, no stress on me when they're just crushing it.
Yeah, certainly. But talk about yourself. You still got, you know, about, I think, another week and a half or so in this regular season. Then you got districts coming around the corner. What are your thoughts on the rest of the season for Jefferson baseball?
Go get them. Not too much. Don't think about it too much. Just go have fun. Play ball.
All right, well, you look like you had a lot of fun today, so congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right, that is Ricky Daugherty. As I'm going to tell you this while you have the headset on, I had to go ask your mother the correct pronunciation because Coach Coonley apparently calls you Daugherty, like the musician. So I don't know what you prefer, but I'm sure Daugherty.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah, it does sound better, doesn't it? All right, Ricky, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, that is Ricky Daugherty, our player of the game, our homegrown Unico Bank player of the game. 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, no walks, 6 strikeouts. And yes, it is pronounced Daugherty. And we'll go ahead and get Coach Corey Sauer over here for St. Vincent. Let's hope he's anything but, you know, St. Vincent putting up a pretty good fight in the top of the seventh inning. Down 5 runs, coach, obviously a mountain to climb there. But, you know, your guys were swinging the sticks pretty good, being aggressive, and you know, kind of made things a little bit interesting if one or two more guys would have gotten on base.
Sure. Yeah, it's one of those things we kind of we failed to do it early, attacked the pitcher's fastball there. We started to do it late in the game. It's just a shame we couldn't do it in the first couple innings there to get some more things going. We got some runners on base early, but kind of been the telltale of the season, leaving runners on base in scoring position. So,
talk about Evan Clifton's performance here today. You know, it looked like he just seemed a little off to me. The location wasn't there for him today.
Yeah, Evan's he's a strike thrower, man. And these guys, we knew they were going to come out swinging the bats, which they did. Yeah, location-wise, he was a little bit off. He's our go-to guy. He's been our hot arm recently. Like I said, we knew they were going to swing the bats. We wanted to put somebody on the mound that could pound the strike zone. They sat on his fastball and didn't even give him really a chance to throw the off-speed stuff.
Matt Relegert had himself a good ball game today. He was only retired once, had 2 RBIs, really a solid part of your order hitting in the 3 spot.
Yeah, he's been swinging the bat well all year. Pretty much anything we've asked him to do adjustment-wise, he's made it, and it's showed. I mean, that's a senior there that maybe hasn't necessarily got the most playing time in the years past, and he's making the most of it right now. He's swinging it well.
Let's talk about what's coming up next for you guys.
We've got a busy, busy week next week. Monday, DeSoto. Tuesday, Leopold. Wednesday, Meadow Heights. Thursday, Windsor. And then we play Saturday as well in the tournament. So it's a lot of games right back to back.
And so that's all happening next week.
That's next week.
And then districts after that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, hopefully you have enough arms on your side to get through all that. So certainly want to thank you for joining us pregame and postgame, and best of luck to you the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Corey Sauer, head coach for St. Vincent Baseball, as they suffer the 8-4 loss here today at the hands of the Jefferson Blue Jays. Got one more sponsor to pay off before we get to our final update eventually from Matt Baer out at Jefferson College. You know, that event, Take Back the Night, going on until 7:30. So get on out there. But before we step aside from this broadcast, again, one more thing to pay off on. That's our drive of the game, brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee. Gilster Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers, and they'll help you get your CDL license, and they'll reimburse you for the schooling. Sounds like a pretty sweet deal to me. That's Gilster Mary Lee, gilstermarylee.com, GILSTERMARYLEE.com, gilstermarylee.com. Go check them out. Our drive of the game belongs to Jefferson's Levi Ebersolt, a triple that he absolutely crushed in the bottom of the fourth inning down the left field line. Ebersolt was able to drive in Braden Harmon on the play there, and that ball was, I would say, maybe 2-3 feet away from being a home run. It kind of hit the base of the fence, and he just trucked along and was able to get over to third base. So Ebersolt with that big triple to make it a 5-2 ball game at that point. So he gets credit, does Levi Ebersolt, for our Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game. So that is that's going to conclude our broadcast here. And the final score, Jefferson 8 and St. Vincent 4. I want to thank Dale Bruning, my producer, back in the KJF studio. I want to thank you, Perry County listeners, for St. Vincent joining us here today. Glad we got a chance to see your ball club. Looks like a pretty good ball club moving forward. Got a great coach and Coach Corey Sauer at the helm. So I want to appreciate you spending some of your time with us this evening, and to our Jefferson County listeners as well. Thank you as always. Signing off for this evening, I am Matt Greenwood. Final score 8-4. Jefferson defeats St. Vincent here on AM 1400 KJF. Have a great night.